I am interviewing Kelsey Sanchez, owner of Just Between Friends Lubbock, in today's episode. Kelsey is a busy mom of four kids and passionate about bringing quality consigned goods to the families in our community. Trending mom topics and highlight amazing parents in the 806. So grab a drink and join me as we navigate motherhood in the Hub City. Make sure to leave a review and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Hello, I'm your host, Danae Hooks. I'm an author, speaker, Lubbock Moms contributor, and chaos coordinator to three amazing kids. School starts in just a few days, so now is the time to get rid of your gently used clothing and toys. The Just Between Friends pop-up event is September 14th through 18th at the Civic Center, and is the perfect event to turn those unwanted and unused items into cash. Consignor registration is already open, so head to lubbockjbfsell.com to sign up and read about all of the consignor perks. Follow along on the JBF Lubbock Facebook page to learn tips and tricks for selling your items. Welcome back to Moms in the Hub podcast and happy first week of school. This is coming out tomorrow, but I'm actually recording it on Sunday. So we're T-3 days until the first day for the school year. And, you know, I have mixed emotions. I feel like we're not ready. Summer went by really fast. But like I said before, I need to get some stuff done while the kids are at school. It's definitely hard recording a podcast with three kids home. I will say that for sure. But we did try to pack as much as we did. As much as we could in this last 10 days. Sam and I took Hudson down to the Frio River. My brother lives on the Frio full time, and we always try to take Hudson once a year because he and my nephew are the same age, and they just, I mean, they're like brothers. They just have the best time. We get some good one-on-one time with him, and then, of course, we get to sit in the Frio for a couple days. Who doesn't want to do that? So we did that last week, and then Thursday, we got home Wednesday. Thursday, Hudson had balloon sinuplasty. He actually had to do it in the hospital because he is a kid, but it was funny because when the nurse walked in, he said, I was expecting a kid, and Hudson definitely doesn't look like a kid, but he had a much smoother and easier recovery than I did when I had the surgery. So I'm super thankful for that. He had no pain. He is a little annoyed with the packing inside his nose, but he will be good to go for the first day of school. And he's the type that does not want to miss any school, so he was really concerned about that, but he's good. And then today at church, we did promotion Sunday for the kindergartners, so Hadley was part of that because she's getting to go from the little kids' church to the big kids' church with her sister. We've got kinder camp tomorrow, which blows my mind because Hadley was just born, so I don't know how she's in kindergarten, so she'll get to go do that. So I've got an eighth grader, a fifth grader, and a kindergartner, and time is just flying by. But I love this interview today with Kelsey because I'm a big fan of consignment and reusing things and passing gently used things on to people or even buying it or getting it myself because I feel like we have too much as a whole, as a world as a whole, where there's people who don't have anything. I want to teach my kids that, you know, be happy with the things that you do have, treat them well, pass them on. And I want to kind of, you know, start a trend with normalizing secondhand gifts. If you come to my house for a party, I don't want you to be out of pocket $20 to $30 to buy my kid a brand new toy. So I think we should start definitely bringing old toys and passing them on to our friends. Kelsey is the sweetest, an absolute joy to sit down with. And she says during our interview that she could send out a million emails to people about the upcoming Just Between Friends sale, but it doesn't show her heart. And that's what I love most about sitting down for this podcast is because you get to see my guest heart and what they truly stand for and love and are passionate about. And I have to say, there is no shortage of people in Lubbock, Texas that I want to sit down and chat with. That's the best way to get to know somebody. So I hope that we are doing this for years to come. And I'm meeting all the amazing people in our community. So support JBF, find out more about it, and enjoy this episode. And I will be thinking about all you mamas and fathers this week because it's a big week. Welcome back to Moms in the Hub podcast. Today I have Kelsey Sanchez from JBF, which is Just Between Friends. Hello, Kelsey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming today. I know you have a very busy life with this cell coming up, but I appreciate it.
I'm so excited to be here.
First off, just tell us about JBF and tell us about your family.
Okay, Just Between Friends is a huge consignment sale. So there are actually 150 franchises across America, and I am the proud owner of Lubbock, Texas. Cool. I was able to purchase the Lubbock event last spring, actually 2 weeks before our spring event. So I purchased it from a dear friend, and I'm very excited to be running the fall sale all by myself. And nervous at the same time.
Now, you said you have four kids, is that correct?
Yes, I have four little ones. They are currently four and under. So I have three boys, Liam, Levi, and Maddox, and then Macy is my only little girl.
Aw, so your twins are a boy and a girl.
Yes, we have one-year-old twins. So Liam is four, Levi's two, and then one-year-old twins.
Oh, wow. That's a busy life.
It's very busy. My husband and I are actually both from New Mexico. I'm from Artesian, New Mexico. He's from Deming, New Mexico. We met at New Mexico State University, and I quickly left. He stayed, met back again like 5 years later, and he moved to Lubbock, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, wow.
So we've been married for 9 years this year, and then Liam will turn five this year, so I have kiddos for 5 years.
So talk a little bit. I'm familiar with JBF because I did a JBF sale. I went and bought it in Louisiana when we lived there. But for people that don't know what that is, can you explain exactly what it's about and what you do here in Lubbock?
Absolutely. So Just Between Friends is a huge consignment sale. So if you don't know what consignment is, I wasn't there in the beginning, but this sale was created for moms. So exactly what this podcast was created for, for moms to take what you have in your house, sell it, come to our sale, buy the things that you need for your kids, and then make some money. So say for instance, like I have a bunch of little kids. So now we're kind of out of like the jumper, the bouncer, we're out of that stage because we have walkers now. So I'm going to take all those jumpers, those infant car seats, and I'm going to go sell them at the sale. I'm going to register for Just Between Friends online, super easy. Everybody can grab their phone, computer, register online for our event here in Lubbock. And then you tag your items, which just means you input them, you describe them in the computer, you put them for a price that you want to sell them at. If you want them to reduce, which just means we have a half price day, so people come in and shop half price, which is awesome. You get an even better deal. And then if you want to donate them, which we're partnered with the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, so if you don't want those items back, which you can come pick them up on Sunday, September 18th, or you can donate them to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, which go to children who are in foster care.
Okay.
Or families who are also fostering. So you then come on the 14th of September, come and drop your items off at the Civic Center, put them out on the floor, and then you get your passes to come shop early.
Okay.
So
if you are a buyer, I mean, if you are a seller, you get passes to come shop early.
Yes.
That's one of the perks.
So you get pre-sale shopping passes, which I brought you today, Danae.
Oh, yay.
And so they are bright. They are fun, so you don't lose them. But you get passes to come shop pre-sale, which means before the public comes to shop, which last year in the spring, our consigner line was wrapped around the Civic Center building.
Oh my goodness. And that's like the ideal time to go because you want to get the good stuff before it's sold.
Correct. So you get the pick, the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
So if you have like five Under Armour shirt that are all priced between $5 and $12, well, you can get that Texas Tech Under Armour shirt that's red and black for $5 rather than paying the $12 price, right? But they're all the same quality because we have a very strict policy of no holes, no tears, no stains, no wear and tear on it. So they are essentially like new clothing.
Okay, so if somebody wants to do JBF wants to buy or sell, they would go online, they would register.
Correct.
I know I've done it before, and it's a very easy process. It tells you line for line what the instructions are, what to do, and then you drop it off. Do y'all have, obviously you have to have a lot of people helping you with all the items, right?
We do. We have a whole team coming in and help with us. And we would love more team members. The schedule is not up on the website yet, but I'm going to be building it this week so people can check back next week.
Okay.
So we actually have a team member based payout. So whenever you sign up with Just Between Friends, you get 60% mm-hmm. of your check back. You need to price your things accordingly.
Right.
But the rest of it goes towards the cost of the building and everything else, just other fees, right? So then if you actually come and help and work with our team, you get more of your check back. So some of my team members can earn 75% of their check back.
Wow.
Right.
So like any moms out there that are wanting to do all that and the kids are back in school, this is the perfect thing to go do.
Absolutely. It would be so fun. Just volunteer for a couple of hours. We have 4-hour shifts and you can come and look through other people's things before they're out, even out on the floor,
Awesome.
And just help organize things, even just sit at a desk and check people in and say, hi, how's your day? How, you know, do you have all your paperwork together and send them on their way and point them in the right direction and answer questions.
So you have a lot of different jobs with a lot of different job descriptions. So there's something for everybody, basically.
Correct.
Okay. So talk to me. I want to get back a little bit about the listeners because it's, you know, we have 90% moms here in South Plains. So the women listening are going to definitely want to do this. So I want to get back in a little bit to what they need to do, the process, and how to get a hold of you. But you did say earlier that you ended up buying Just Between Friends 2 weeks before the spring sale.
Correct.
How did that come about? And you were kind of just thrown into it, right?
Yes. So I had actually... So 9 years ago when my sister was pregnant with her little girl, we went to the sale because we were very excited. We heard about the great deals, and this was her first little girl, so we wanted to buy all the boutique stuff at a discount because
right.
doesn't everybody?
Yes.
And then probably a couple of years later, maybe 4 years later, we started as vendors. Mm-hmm. So we have vendors who come, and we were selling makeup at the time. So we signed up for a booth just to get some more customers, and we ended up falling in love with the idea of it and just the people, the community with it, and mm-hmm. ended up coming back year after year. So we did that for a couple of years. In fact, I moved to Midland and came back for the Lubbock Just Between Friends sale to sit with my sister at a booth for 4 days just to be around the people in Lubbock because it just meant that much to me.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, I became a volunteer or a team member, and then I became a team leader. And then I just kind of got this itch to just want to be more into like the community and do more and learn more about it and who we were giving back to and what we were doing with Just Between Friends. And so I became really close with the previous owner and just kind of shadowed her and found out what was going on and all the nook and crannies. And last year, my husband stepped away from his corporate job mm-hmm. and became not self-employed, but he stepped down and he now helps run a small business.
Okay.
And so we just needed some more income is really what we were wanting,
mm-hmm.
Honestly, to begin with. But it has become way more than that. So this is now a gap in income, finances, but it's also a gap in relationships mm-hmm. and just all the things that I didn't know I was missing
right.
as a mom and a community and a tribe and friendships for not just me, but my kids and growth. And it's just, it's really good.
Well, I love that because you sound like you're passionate about it when you talk about it.
Absolutely.
And it's gone full circle to you being, you know, buying things from there, vendor, volunteer, and now you're the owner. So that's
right.
amazing. And it seems like it would be the perfect mix between a busy mom schedule and a way to bring income in as right. well.
Absolutely. And I just stay at home. Like mm-hmm. I do all this from the warmth of my home, and right. I get to be with my kiddos, and I can put stuff aside and be there for the t-ball games and for the soccer evaluations and for the meet the teacher. I can do all of that and still run everything that I need to.
Right.
So I'm excited for that. So how this came about is we were looking for a way without me going back into the workforce for us to fill a gap, to mm-hmm. fill a need for our family. And on a plane ride back from Yellowstone, we took our 2-month-old babies to Yellowstone.
Oh, wow.
with my entire family. I don't know why we thought that was a good idea, but I would never do it again. Anyways, the previous owner was in the same airport that we were traveling back home to Lubbock. And it was in the middle of COVID, so nobody could really talk to each other, or you can't really understand each other with right. masks on. And I went and gave her a hug, and then I sat on that plane, and God really put it on my heart. Like, what if you bought Just Between Friends?
Yeah.
Why not you? Why not you and Jesus? Like, you love people, you love kids, you could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next week I contacted her, and here we are today.
So was she wanting to sell, or was
Absolutely.
Just one of those things? Okay. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I mean, you know it was meant to be. God placed this on your heart, and you reached out, and you filled a need for her as well.
Absolutely.
And so, this is what you're supposed to do.
I had heard, like, through the grapevine that she was talking about selling, but I didn't know that that's, like, she was just ready
right.
to sell. I didn't know for sure. So I had contacted her, and then we met, and she said yes, and there had been other people who were wanting to buy, but it just never was the right time
right.
or was right for them. And,
God, this was perfect timing
yeah.
for y'all.
Yeah, God had appointed that moment for us, and
wow.
we were very excited.
I love that y'all also give back, because I think that's so important, especially in a community like Lubbock that has different needs, that you're able to fill in those gaps and fill those needs for other people as well.
Absolutely. My heart goes to, like, foster parents, foster kids. Like, that's where I want to give back. There's so many kids. My heart has always been towards adoption since I was tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to fill that need. There's mm-hmm. a lot of need in our community. And whereas right now my hands are super full, through JBF we can create a ministry and create that giving back, that to fill that gap.
Right.
Again, so my heart is towards those kids, and I want to help fulfill those needs.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have partnered with the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, and whenever I called, they said, yes, come out and see our facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if you had called before now, we wouldn't have been able to say yes. But before September, our new facility will be built before September, and we wouldn't have had that before now.
Oh, wow.
And so it was very exciting for me, and again, a God-appointed moment that they were supposed to be there, and they were supposed to be partnered with JBF. And I can't tell you how many times I got goosebumps and emotional going out there, because I had gotten a call from our previous charity, and I was just deflated. Like, being a new owner, it was mm-hmm. just defeating. Like, I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Right.
Whenever they just said that they couldn't do it anymore. You know, they had partnered with the previous owner for so long. And with one call, they said, come out. And uh-huh. I said, okay. And so I took my sister, who's just like my manager, and my sister-in-law, who's like my second manager.
So it's a family affair.
It really is. And my husband, of course, because he's my financial, like, don't spend this money. I'm like, okay, I can do it.
Aren't they always right?
Yes. My partner, for sure, but my finance guy. But we went out, and it felt good. And they just, it was, again, a God-appointed moment for him to say, like, this is who you're supposed to be with. It felt good.
You know, so many times we question, what am I on the right path? Like, give me a sign. And you felt defeated, and I'm sure you were questioning yourself, but when it all aligned perfectly, you can see the road maybe not much of it, because that's never how it's supposed to be, but you know that you're on the right path to be doing what you're supposed to be doing in this world.
Absolutely. It was just validating, and it felt, I could feel it, but the director could feel it. My sister and sister-in-law could feel it. In fact, the person who coordinates all of the clothing, all of the donations, and my oldest niece, well, my brother's oldest daughter, they are pen pals. And those two moms didn't know each other whenever we went out there.
Oh, really?
So my sister-in-law, Megan, and the coordinator did not know each other. They had never met each other, but their daughters were pen pals.
Oh my goodness, I love that.
Both of their names were Cadence, and she was like, you're my daughter's pen pal. Like, it was just like a click, and it was amazing. And
it sounds like a bunch of goosebump moments.
It
for
was
sure.
It just was, it was just, it was amazing. I just got goosebumps thinking about it. So it was good. It's been really good.
And your kids, I mean, they get to grow up watching you do this, learning to do this, and it makes them even better human beings because they learn at a young age to give back and to volunteer and to just be part of something bigger than themselves, right?
Absolutely. One thing that I'm excited to teach not just my kids, but like my nieces and nephews, is just hard work. And, you know, what they're learning right now is like, well, mama's working and mama's never done that before. So there's just has to be an allotted time for, well, I can't do that for you right this second. You're going to have to wait. Which they've, again, they've never had to do. I've been at their beck and call.
Right.
But they're learning and it's exciting. And, you know, I have a 10, 8, 8. I mean, there's so many, but the little girls that are really helping me are 10, 8, and 8, and they are amazing, and they help with the babies all the time, or they will sort hangers, or, I mean, I left to come do this podcast today, and they were sorting bookmarks for me and stuffing envelopes and putting consigner numbers on different things for me, so I didn't have to do that because I have little hands reaching for paper all the time and eating it, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just amazing, and so it's a whole family affair to us to be able to work on this. And honestly, before we signed papers and like really pursued this business, I set my entire family down. I come from a family of four, so I have two older brothers and an older sister. I'm the baby. I set them down as well as my parents and all my in-laws and said, like, will y'all do this with me? Because I can't do it by myself. I'm going to need the manpower from all the guys. And ladies, like, I'm going to need your organization skills as well as your babysitting skills as well as your people skills. You know, I need help. I can't do this by myself. And they all agreed. So it wasn't just, okay, do we have the finances? Can we do this? It was a complete family affair on my side to sit down with my entire family and do this. So,
well, and you are spending quality time together, and your nieces and nephews are learning valuable skills and responsibility.
Yes.
But also doing it with people that they love.
Yes.
And love them.
Yes, absolutely. Like, that's what I keep telling them. Like, this is hard work that a lot of people don't learn anymore, and I'm excited to teach them, like, this is what you need to learn. This is what we need to do. And I have a 17-year-old nephew who's going to be a senior in high school, and he comes and helps and takes boxes and loads them. And he doesn't necessarily do it with a smile on his face all the time.
I mean, do they ever?
But he gets a meal or some gas money for it, and he says thank you and then walks out the door politely. So that's all I can ask for, is he shows up when he's asked to, does what he needs to do, but says thank you when he gets it. So,
well, I mean, just between friends is a blessing for many, because I know when we were living in Louisiana and I had my first experience with it, we had just moved there. I didn't know anybody. I had a toddler and then I was pregnant with my second. And of course there were no baby showers. We had no family around, and I needed stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I needed gently used stuff that I wasn't going to have to go pay a whole bunch of money for.
Absolutely.
But good quality things. And so it was just a lifesaver for me. And then whenever it was time to turn around and sell those things, I mean, again, I didn't have to have a garage sale. I didn't have to do all the work. I just, you know, had to sell my items to JBF or take them to JBF.
Absolutely. Yes, it's made for every mom. Like, you have to spend so much money. And then sometimes you do have those baby showers and you get so much extra stuff that never gets used. I mean, it's just a lot. So you take those things, you sell them, and the sale gets some extra money, and then turn it around and use that on your kids, because things just keep getting more expensive.
And there's so much waste, because I really want to normalize using secondhand stuff.
Absolutely.
If somebody has loved it gently, it can go to somebody else and we don't have to have even more stuff produced and made and more waste.
Absolutely.
And I love that concept.
Yes, and we are very, like I said, very, very strict about the clothing that we take and the shoes that we take too. You know, we don't inspect our shoes, but I do go back onto the table, and if there's something that looks rough, then we remove it from our tables. Mm-hmm. But our clothing is very, very nice. Name brands, Under Armour, Adidas, Nike, Matilda Jane. I mean, you name it, it's there. All these are just escaping from my brain right now. But
right.
it's all there, and it's amazing. And there are some still with tags.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, secondhand is amazing. It has saved my family as a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and twins.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going from two kids to four, like, in one skip of a beat. You know, like, we had all the boy clothes, but the girl clothes get expensive. We went to Dillard's to get her just, like, this little cute, like, onesie to bring her home in, and it was $36. And my mom was like, I can't. And I was like, then don't. Let's go to JBF. You
yeah.
know, like, let's not. I mean, and if you do, that's amazing, but I just can't do that all the time. I
right.
can't. And so that's where it saves me. And I wait to buy cleats there for my little boy going into baseball.
Well, that's a good idea.
And I wait to buy baseball pants. And I wait to buy all the Texas Tech gear in the world. Like, right now, I get every fall, every August, I get this itch to start buying Texas Tech stuff, because you see it everywhere.
Yes, yes.
And you can buy the best Texas Tech stuff at Just Between Friends.
Well, and I think about all the times that I've bought, or somebody has bought my child, you know, this really nice dress, like for church or an event. I mean, how many times have they actually worn it? And so many times we've had stuff where tags, they never wear it. They grow out of it too quickly, or it's not the right season.
Yes.
And I mean, of course, I want to go get some money back for that, because we didn't get any wear out of it at all.
Consigning is just so smart. Our average consigner makes $400 every sale.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm like, I need to start thinking about all the stuff I need to get rid of.
Yes. And if you sign up for our emails, I'll send an email out tomorrow. And it talks about going from head, like from, I said head to toe. It's not head to toe. It's from your attic to your basement. And
okay.
it talks about all the stuff that you store. So it even goes like through your kitchen drawers, like spoons, you know, like stuff that the baby spoons that you no longer use,
right.
but are shoved at the back of the drawer, you know, the bibs, these are things that people need. And there are so many stories from other owners of moms who come in who are like 17. Our current owner said, her name is Shannon, and she said the first time she ever, like, cried at her sale was this. Usually younger moms will come in with, like, a mom or a grandma or a friend, but this one girl was by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, she looked like she was about 17, came on half price day, got a pack of onesies, bottles, some diapers, and like one other thing, like the absolute essentials that you would need for a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was like four or five things.
Mm-hmm.
Came up to the register. Shannon had rang her up, and she said, "Your total is $1,083." And the girl looked at her like defeated. And she said, "I didn't account for tax."
Oh my gosh.
She had only had $10.
That's going to make me cry.
I know. And so she said, I told her to just take it. And she left.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the moments that why Just Between Friends is here, mm-hmm. to support and create community and to be there for those moms. Like, that's why we're here. Yes, it is for those moms who work hard to tag everything in their house to make that extra money so that they can put their kids in baseball, mm-hmm. or so that they can make that car payment, or so that they can finally buy those ballet shoes so their little girl can go to dance. Mm-hmm. That's what that's here for. But it's also for those moms who are struggling and can't pay that 83 cents. Yeah. And also for those foster parents who are taking on a sixth child and need to come shop the donated section.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. That's who we're here for. That's mm-hmm. that's who my heart cries out to. And that's who God has put on my heart. And that's why I wanted to come do this podcast, because I can send out a million emails, but that doesn't come, my heart doesn't come through that.
You're exactly right. Yes, the people listening to this will, on why you do this and who you're doing it for and how it's fulfilling a need in our community. And you're right, your heart comes through for sure on this. And that's amazing to hear. It's, you know, and this needs to be happening more. We need to get it out there more. And this is the start, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the sale for people that, kids are going back to school. It's yes. time to start going from what you said, attic to basement.
Yes.
What do they need to do? What's the first step that they need to do?
You need to go to lubbock.jbfsell.com, and then you can go on and register, or you can go on and find exactly where our sale is, the dates, the times, the location, and figure out where our sale is.
Okay. So this year, so in the spring, was it at the Civic Center? I know the fall one is at the Civic Center.
We will almost always be at the Civic Center.
Because you need that much space.
Absolutely. We need a lot of space.
So they go on, they register, it gives them instructions to what to do, and then they drop it off.
Correct.
And I also noticed when I was looking on your Facebook page, you have tons of tips
yes.
for people that are selling.
Yes.
So make sure to follow the Facebook page so you can learn, you know, how to turn your hangers, where to put the tag.
Yes.
What to look for when you're going through your house, things like that.
Yes. And I can tell you the best items are the cleanest items. You know, your little boys will go run through the mud and you just put those shoes up into storage, get your Magic Clean Eraser or those baby wipes out and mm-hmm. scrub those shoes for 5 minutes and somebody will pick them up.
Okay. What items can we expect to see there, or can we donate? I mean, not donate. Can we sell at the JBF sale?
You can sell almost anything there. So what we are not accepting for the fall sale is going to be any swimwear, any flip-flops, any tank tops, like spaghetti strap stuff.
Okay.
Other than that, we are still accepting shorts. It's still hot. Short sleeve stuff. What you really can expect to see is I'm hoping to have a whole section just for jackets. You're going to see a lot of costumes, and be prepared to pick out those costumes for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
There's a good stash. Very good stash. Rows and rows of shoes, clothing, toys. If you have little kids and they love the big man, so if your kids are listening, I won't say his name, and he comes in December, be shopping with him right. in mind.
Yes.
Because I got the biggest Paw Patrol tower with all the cars included and all the characters for probably a quarter of the price last year.
So you can do, obviously, baby items like jumpers yes. and swings, and probably not car seats, or car seats allowed?
Car seats are allowed.
Okay.
So they have to be within an expiration date, and you have to sign a car seat waiver saying it hasn't been in an accident, that you are the owner, just to know that you're... it is a reliable car seat.
Right.
Go for it.
What about baby furniture? If somebody has a crib, is that allowed as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything that you can use to raise a baby is allowed. Now, there are some things that are recalled that we cannot take. Like, everybody loves the baby bumpers, right?
Yeah.
You can't take them because we can't use them anymore. Bumbos without straps. I can order some straps to put in them, but we can't sell them without the straps.
Right.
Like the Rockin' Plays, we can no longer sell because they're recalled.
Okay.
Now, this is my advice to everybody who brings those to me. You can give those to your friends, but I cannot give, like, sell them.
Uh-huh.
Because I cannot, with good conscience, take it and think about a child getting hurt.
Right, absolutely. So I guess you have to keep up with the recalls pretty good.
We have a huge book.
Okay.
Huge.
Well, it's something you don't even think about, but yes, that makes perfect sense.
Right, and as a mom, like, you, like, see it and you go over it and you're like, oh, I don't have any of that, but whenever you are a retailer of resale, mm-hmm. you have to think of all those things. So I have a huge book to go over and to think about and to look over before we have the sale. So even though, like, we have the best of the best, know that it is the best of the best because it's safe.
Right. Yeah, and that's a huge liability, so you definitely have to make sure that you're on top of that.
Yes.
You said everything to raise a child. You have sanity there.
I wish. There's a lot of owners who have, like, the shirt that says chaos coordinator.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's a lot of chaos there, but it's good. It is organized. It's good. We have a whole team to keep me on top of things and to keep the sale up and running.
That's funny because I say chaos coordinators start the show because that's what I am to these kids, right?
Yes.
I'm assuming the age range, does it end like at extra large, 16, 18? What is that?
It does for the most part, but we do have a teen section. And then we do also have a maternity section. So I guess it does go up to like extra large and teen.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess.
So you can, I mean, from new mom to seasoned mom, you've got something for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We have pacifiers, we have bottles, we have bottle cleaners, we have diapers. Like, I mean, my mom was going through a closet this morning and she was like, we have all of these diapers that we just didn't use, because at her house we have a bunch of diapers that I would just take over there and, mm-hmm.
and they grow them so quickly.
Yes.
So I didn't even know you could do diapers. That's perfect, because if you're expecting a child, then
yeah.
that's something that's definitely needed. It's essential.
Absolutely. Put them in a Ziploc bag. Put a dollar on it. Just get it out of your house.
Right.
You know, it's just a
nuisance. I don't know. Yeah. It's extra stuff in your house, like all of our houses, right?
Yes.
So if somebody is a consigner, that's what they're called,
mm-hmm.
They receive a check after the sale is finished, and then they make a choice on whether, I guess, beforehand, if they want their stuff donated or to pick up.
Absolutely. So as a consigner, whenever you are tagging your items in our computer system, there is a check where it says, or a button that you can press and it says reduce. You can do that one. And then there's another one that says donate. And on your tags, when they print out, there will be a circle on it if you do donate, and it has a circle and it has a D. And so whenever we sort all the items at the end on September 18th, whenever my entire team sorts through the entire Civic Center of items,
yeah.
we sort through the donate. And so we pull all the donate stuff and then send it to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. But that will be on your tag, so you don't even have to worry about it.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Yeah. And then for your check, we do have a time that you can come pick up your check. I will print checks the exact same day.
Oh, okay.
So you can come pick up your check, and then if you have, like, big items that you don't necessarily want to donate, so say you had a rocking chair that you didn't want to donate, and that was the only thing not on your list that you didn't want to donate, then you could come into the Civic Center at 8 o'clock sharp and come pick up your consigner number off the floor, see that your rocking chair is there. You could load it in your truck, van, whatever, and then you would bring me your paper and then sign the back of it saying that you picked up your check, and I would hand you your check.
Okay. What is some advice you have for people that are wanting to buy? Like, I know they have a half off day. Tell me a little bit of details about that so they can go ahead and prepare to go early. Is that right?
Yes. So for people who are wanting to, I want to pause. So for consigners, we also have a program. If you sign up to be a consigner and bring your items, we have a program with our bookmarks, and you sign up and you will get these in the mail.
Okay.
And they are called our half off tickets, and you can put your name or consigner number at the bottom. And for every one of these that shows up on primetime shopping day, which is Friday morning or Friday anytime, mm-hmm. for everyone that shows up, it's $1 cash.
Okay.
In your check, in with your check.
Okay.
So last year I had one girl show up and at my front door and she was like, I got rid of, so you get 10 of them uh-huh. to start with. And if you need more, you just call me. And she showed up at my front door and she was like, I need more. Can I have like 100?
Oh my gosh.
And I said, sure.
So she gave them out to 100 people and those 100 people showed up with them.
She gave out 60, or she gave out 100, I guess 110.
Uh-huh.
And 61 people showed up. So she got $61 cash on top of her consignor check.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. Okay, that's wonderful to know.
So that's a great program for our consignors. And it's just incentive for you to pass those out, right?
Right.
So then for our sellers, get a hold of somebody who's a consignor and get a half-off ticket.
Yes.
Because primetime shopping, it's $10. Half off, that's $5.
Mm-hmm.
So get a friend, bring them with you, get 2 half-off price tickets, and then you both just pay $10 together rather than 20 coming in the door.
Okay. So that's Prime Day.
Yes.
But then there's also a day where it's free to get in.
Yes. Saturday and Sunday are free to get in. Sunday is our half-price day for items. So there are items that are going to have a star on the bottom of them, and they are full-priced no matter what day it is. If they don't have a star on them, then they will go half price.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. I noticed on your Facebook page that the consignment sign up is already active. Like, you
Correct.
Can already sign up. So
yes.
Go ahead and do that.
Yes.
So you can get your bookmarks.
Yes, absolutely. We need as many consigners as possible. And it will be fun. And you need to start tagging your items because we're 6 weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to start when your kiddos go back to school.
And they won't know what you got rid of.
No, absolutely. Go through those closets, those toys, get rid of stuff while they're at school for sure.
So they can go ahead and sign up now, but they don't have to do the work till later.
Correct.
Okay. You said something earlier about vendors. You used to be a vendor at one. Tell me more about that because I didn't know that that was a thing at JBF Sells.
Yes. So we have vendors. So we have 2 very consistent vendors, and one of them is Cincy and the other one is LuLaRoe. This year we're actually going to have 14 different vendors, and I'm very excited about all of them. So they're just going to come and set up and talk to all of our shoppers and consigners about what they do. I mean, we have somebody from cookies and cakes all the way to fitness to burp rags and cups and freshies and like all kinds of different things.
So you can purchase stuff from the vendors. Is it in the entryway?
It's all over.
Oh, okay.
All over. So really, whenever you're standing in line waiting to check out, we are spreading out our registers and we are manning our register, all 6 of our registers with 2 people.
Okay.
So the process will be faster. We are also adding in a bunch of different fun things to our venue. So whenever you check out, you can keep the thing that you... So we normally have them check out and then we put everything in a big black trash bag and zip tie it so they can just make their way out. But what I would like to do is have them keep out like their favorite thing that they got, favorite item, favorite pair of shoes, whatever. And I bought this really big canvas
mm-hmm.
and it says my favorite JBF finds. We're going to have a big balloon arch that they can, as they exit, go take a picture in front
okay.
of, and then they can hashtag JBF Lubbock and then walk out the door after that.
So right now, what is it looking like? Are the numbers increased from the spring sale? Like, is it growing?
The VIP consigners, yes, very much so. So VIP is you sign up, you pack up your items and you come drop them off at my house. And that is already closed because we have so many people.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's insane. We have about 25 more people than we did in the spring.
Oh, okay.
And we do all the work for you. We, in fact, tagged one person in one day, my sister and I, and she had 325 items.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I would definitely want you to do the work for me if I was getting rid of 325 items.
Yes, it's fun at the same time. I have a whole little team working. But fall is always bigger. Now, I don't have a lot of the numbers to compare because I did pick it up 2 weeks before the sale. So I have a new little tracker that I'm keeping track of. But I feel like we're on track. I feel like we have some good numbers. And each week with the consigners, we're growing about 20 consigners a week. So I feel like that's some pretty good numbers.
That's amazing. And it seems like you're learning things from the last sale.
We actually are starting an influencer program as well, and I'm very excited about that. So as a consigner, if you already are a consigner, you're going to be seeing your items on social media, and that's really exciting. So like if you're looking for some of the consigners you see or some of the influencers that you follow already on social media and look for your items. They may be picking them up and buying them, and that's exciting.
Oh, that is fun. Yes. So is there anything else that you want to talk about today that you think would be beneficial for people going to the JBF sale?
Get there early. Set a budget. Write down the items that you need. So go directly to those items and get them. So if you need coats for your kids, hit that coat section first, you know, and then go to the shoes section next. Avoid the toys if you do not need them, you know, or if you're a new mama, hit those car seats first.
Yeah,
because I do know that we have some Duna car seats coming in.
Oh,
yes.
That's like the best thing ever. They didn't have those, didn't exist when I had a baby. And I'm thinking I missed out because those are amazing.
I mean, I thought I was going to want one with the twins, but I'm like, that's two.
Oh my gosh, so expensive.
How was I supposed to find two at JBF? I couldn't do that. Couldn't do it.
We went and picked up our friends one day, my husband and I, and she has one, and she just like popped it out of the car, and all of a sudden Will's popped out. He's like, my husband's like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I know.
Like, why didn't I think of this?
I know. It's amazing. And I was just like going to like zip tie them together while we were walking. Like,
oh yeah.
I'll just carry zip ties with me everywhere we go. It's fine. Like it'll be fine. But no, I couldn't find two of them at JBF. So I couldn't get them for the twins. It was so sad. But yes, I know that we do have Dunas coming.
It can be very overwhelming walking in there.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. And your eyes see all these great things. But you're right. You need to grab the necessities first. And then if you have budget left over, then pick over everything else, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that's some great advice. I'll actually put that on social media as one of the tips because I love that one.
Yes. Have a list. Set a budget. Come back for half price day. If there are things you're like, shoot, that just wasn't in my budget, or I didn't grab that, or I just forgot, come back for half price day. Consigners get to come shop again on Saturday night.
Okay.
So half price day is Sunday, but consigners get to come back Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. You get to come shop again before anybody else does at half price.
That's awesome. And if it's there when you come back on Sunday, it was meant to be.
Absolutely. If you're thinking about birthdays, buy that toy and put it up. You know, think about Christmas. Think about all of that stuff. And if you do go over your budget, think about how you could stretch your dollar the other way. Don't buy that extra gift for Christmas. Think about putting that up and giving it to them for Christmas or their birthday or that extra special prize that they worked really hard for school, instead of going to buy something new. It's new to them. They're never going to know the difference out of the box.
Yes, I love that. Like, let's start when you go to birthday parties. Just bring something that your kids don't play with anymore to give to my kid. I would love that because they don't need anything new.
Just put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Put it in a bag. It's clean.
Well, I'm definitely going to come for my girls because, I mean, I have all their back to school clothes, but I'm already thinking about fall and winter, you know, what all we can get for them at JBF, because I do not want to go buy brand new stuff and pay those prices, especially right now.
It's so insane right now.
And we need money for groceries.
Yes, and gas. And it's good. It really is. It saves people money.
Mm-hmm.
It saves you time because everything is there.
Yes, in one place.
Yes, and it's good. I really love JBF. My favorite thing about it is not only the savings and just the good things that you can buy there, but the community. I love, love, love the people there. They're so good, and they're hard workers, and they take time out of their day to be there.
Right.
So I'm thankful for all of them. My team is amazing.
So you still have spots open if people want to work?
Absolutely.
So they need to contact you through the website?
They can contact me personally through my cell phone. They can text me at 575-308-2660.
Okay. I'll put all that information in the show notes. So that way, whether you're buying, selling, wanting to work, or just get more involved, all the information's available and they can just go right to it.
Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
Well, thank you so much for coming today, Kelsey. I really appreciate it, especially taking time out of all the prep work you're doing right now and the kiddos. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you. This was fun.
See you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to Moms in the Hub podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please share it on Instagram and don't forget to tag us. Have a wonderful week. Today's episode is brought to you by the Hannah's Hope Golf Tournament, held on Monday, October 17th at Hillcrest Country Club. If you're interested in putting together a team or donating to the event, then go to RettSyndrome.org/HannahsHope22. We hope to see you there.